I'm Janelle Crothers here at Microsoft, and today I'm here with Jessica DeVita, and we're going to talk about that topic that seems to be on every system administrator's radar these days, the cloud. Welcome, Jessica.
Good morning, Janelle. It's good to see you.
So everyone seems to have a cloud to offer these days, and if I believe everything that's on one of those glossy brochures I pick up at conferences or see when I'm out and meeting other customers, it's what IT pros are supposed to turn to for everything. If you are out there watching this TechNet Radio episode, you probably already know Microsoft's cloud is Azure. But what's all the fuss? Let's face it. Why would you want to basically rent somebody else's computers when you probably have a server room out there with a lock, you know, a pile of servers behind a locked room?
And that's the thing is we don't want people to feel that they have to give up their investments in their on-premises hardware. We know that all of those investments are there. And so the beauty of the Azure, and our hybrid cloud is the ability to continue to use those investments and extend it into Azure. And then even for folks who don't have any on-premises infrastructure like startups, they can take advantage of identity that's only in the cloud with Azure Active Directory.
Awesome. So this isn't an all or nothing deal. He's like, we want people to really think about like and, not or. You want to build what you need and how you need it. You only want to pay for what you use. So when you find yourself looking for places in the server room to squeeze in another rack, or you've hit that refresh cycle or renewal cycle for something, it's the perfect time to consider Azure. It's like a boundless branch office that you don't actually have to drive to.
Well, and I think you're going to talk to some of the networking features too, but you're right about being able to extend because, and I think you can just bring some of your, bring your own DNS and some of those things, but the thing about Azure and connecting it to your data center is being able to scale up as you need and storage as well. So all of that stuff is being abstracted out and is just making it more and more affordable to try new things in the cloud. And again, being able to use the investments that you already have.
So you mentioned storage.
Yeah.
And I heard that, you know, storage is growing, 50 to 60% annually. And then workers only use like this much, you know, every year, this much of it. And people don't seem to be able to get rid of that sort of stuff. So you're buying all these great SANs and spending all this money and using it to just hold things that aren't accessed the majority of the time. So being able to put that stuff in the cloud and use your on-prem infrastructure that you already invested in to actually do good work in your existing data center is a real boon for CapEx, right?
Yeah, and the thing about storage, correct me if I'm wrong, there's a way to have the storage working set, like the things that people are accessing, like that hot data, and have that local and close to the user, and then the storage that they're not using, push that up to Azure.
Right, yes, you can do that. It's also a great place for, you know, backup and things like that. But all of this data, We all see the news and there's breaches left and right, so security becomes this really big concern. And a lot of businesses have compliance requirements, auditors they have to satisfy. You know, how does moving anything to the cloud actually solve that?
Good question. It's actually one of the number one questions we get in our IT camps, right, is about security and how do we solve that. So Microsoft takes your security, all of our security, very, very seriously. And if you are a customer that has compliance needs, healthcare, finance, you know, there's so many places that do need to pay attention to these compliance issues. So you can actually choose where your data resides through regions. And we do have some certifications like PCI, HIPAA, FISMA. We will sign a business associates agreement with you if that's the auditor's requirement for you. That's just to name a few, but we do take it very, very seriously, and we are working very hard to attain those levels of security for our customers.
So it really looks like that Azure or the cloud in general really does have something for everyone. We really know the benefits of virtualizing compute and sharing other resources on-prem. We've been doing that for, you know, decades now, but there's limits to what a lot of enterprises can obtain within their own four walls. So being able to leverage what Microsoft has to invest in things such as storage and redundancy and failover, authorization services, Microsoft's already invested in all of that for you. You can use that to expand businesses as you need them. So the hybrid cloud is the future, not because it's one size fits all, but because you can build it based on the needs of your business service or applications that you're making available or improving on, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, in the time that we have, it's really difficult to cover all the cool things about Azure. It's very difficult to provide a perfect roadmap for every business because every business is unique. I can't tell you how many times after an IT camp, you know, folks will come up with me and ask me for good resources on white papers and books and videos. And as much as I try to sort of have a running list of those things, it's pretty hard to sort through and find out like what is going to be the right, source of data, for that customer.
Yeah, the same thing happens to me when I'm doing events as well. You know, we're out there talking to customers all the time as evangelists and telling them about these sort of things, but mm-hmm. everybody has a different need, and it's changing all the time. You know, so we've actually been working on a way to direct IT pros to what they need for this journey, because it's kind of almost a mission impossible, isn't it?
Oh, you're probably. Like,
you don't even know where to begin. So we've got some links below this video to get you started. We're trying to give you a short, manageable list of resources geared towards specific applications or tasks or concepts to guide you along. You know, I'm trying to move my storage. I'm trying to move, domain controllers or work with identity. Just kind of pick and choose the problems you're trying to solve and get a list of places to start.
So that's awesome to hear. So this is going to be sort of a condensed guide of sort of what our IT pro evangelists think are the most relevant topics for IT pros right now.
Yeah, it's like building your own adventure.
Nice.
You know, because everything is different, and we want you to be able to find those resources.
And what if folks want to contribute to that list? What if they find a resource to add to that? Can we do that for them?
I think so. They should be able to reach out to us on Facebook or Twitter, or, you know, a lot of people just even know our emails and things. So just let us know and we can start, you know, passing that stuff up to get that added into these resources to make sure that people's problems are actually being solved. They're finding the answers that they need.
Very cool. Janelle, can people stay in touch with us on Twitter or Facebook?
Yeah, I always say people can stay in touch with us on Twitter and Facebook. I know that you and I are both on Twitter all the time and Facebook, completely open to, you know, talking to people and getting feedback from them. And we also have some, you know, corporate Twitter and Facebook properties that are totally open to hearing from us, feeling from everybody.
Very cool. Well, I'm excited to see the list and tell people about it. So,
well, thank you for joining me this morning, Jessica, so we can tell people about this.
Awesome. Thanks, Janelle. It's been fun talking. Appreciate it.